is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. We've got a packed studio. We've got Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxelman, County Manager Robert Reese, and Health Department Director Lisa Kenworthy. We'll talk about the 2019 budget and how some scheduling is going on there with Pott County. But first, Lisa, let's check in with you and check in on the Health Department. How are things going at the Health Department in Pott County?
Good. Real good. Thank you.
And you went over some things Monday morning, just kind of a general outlook on some cases and just kind of some trends, and if you just kind of want to rehash some of that for us.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, this season we're kind of in the peak of tick and mosquito. So with that, kind of visited with commissioners, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever and West Nile. Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever is from ticks. We have seen cases in the county. None currently, thank you. West Nile is from mosquitoes, and we have had a few cases, not recent in the last year or so, but both of those, really the only thing to do to protect yourself is bug spray. So we talked about that and the importance of that. We also talked kind of a little bit about other promotions and other things we're doing throughout the county. With the health department, obviously, it's promoting health and safety. So two things that we've done, the Westie Barbecue, we were there, gave away sunscreen, talked about sun protection, sun safety. Also, along with that, we are going to be at the Pottawatomie County Fair, doing the same thing on, which is August 5th, giving away, talking about sun safety, you know, hydration, things like that. Services that the health department provides, kind of getting our name out there and a face to our name.
When it comes to like sun protection issues, what's like some of the things that when you inform and educate about sun protection, what's some things that people are always surprised by that they don't usually think about when it comes to that?
Two things, probably the biggest. One, when it's cloudy, a lot of people don't think, you know, since the sun's not out, they don't have to wear sunscreen. You know, or it is recommended to wear long sleeve shirts, even though I know it's hot, but it does protect you from sun, wide brim hats, things like that. But when it's cloudy out, a lot of people don't think of that, but we still do have those UVA rays, still can get sunburned, still can cause skin cancer. Also staying hydrated, you know, the sun, not necessarily from the sun, but it can kind of zap your fluids in that, so...
You know, one thing I was looking into on, because it is kind of pool season, been hitting the pool a little bit more, sunscreen. Like, I actually did a little research the other day on what the whole SPF thing actually means and what the numbers mean, and it wasn't what I thought, actually. It's like the higher, whether it's SPF 30, 50, whatever, it's not necessarily a number that indicates strength. It's more of a how long you can wear it, right?
Yes, it is. And a lot of people think, yeah, going to the 110 SPF, that's going to protect them more than, say, 30. But really, in actuality, it's not. It is recommended that you apply sunscreen regardless of the SPF every 2 hours. And if you're in the water, you might have to apply it more frequently than that.
Yeah, that blew me away. Mm-hmm. That you learn something every year. You really do. Another thing in this morning's newscast, Lisa, from Monday's meeting, you're talking about Monday, how some clients and services have risen this quarter.
Yeah, they have. Compared to 2017, Health Department goes off the state fiscal year. So with the state fiscal year, this is our fourth quarter. We start January 1 with the new grant season. So we have increased both seeing clients as well as services that we provided to those clients. So that's good, and we continue to increase as we can.
Any indication as far as a reason for the increase, just more folks needing services or maybe just more folks aware of the services?
Really kind of looking at things, people more aware of our services, so seeking us out, calling, things like that.
Another thing I noticed that you said that family planning was down about a little over 20%. And I guess real quick, when you're talking about that from a health department's perspective, when you're talking about family planning, what does that really entail when you're talking about those services and what they offer?
Family planning is also women's health. So really we see two different things. One would be mammograms, pap smears. We do bill insurance. You know, it used to be it had to be somebody that was either no insurance or insurance that had high deductibles that they couldn't pay. We do bill. Blue Cross Blue Shield is kind of the biggest one. But mammograms, pap smears, with that and family planning is also contraception to prevent pregnancy, that education on that. And also STIs, which is sexually transmitted infections, kind of fall in that too. So kind of array of things with family planning.
Brady Bowman here with Lisa Kinworthy. She's a Pottawatomie County Health Department Director. We also have Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxelman and County Manager Robert Reese. You guys aren't off the hook yet. I'll get back to you here in a second. But one more thing, Lisa, I wanted you to mention, and this was again in our newscast this morning, and I think it's a really cool thing that you guys are doing as far as free nicotine replacement therapy and some of those services, if you want to elaborate on that.
Yeah. As we all know, and it's been talked about, nicotine is not good or healthy. That can be either cigarette smokes or chewing tobacco. They're both at risk for cancer, either of the lungs, throat, esophagus. The state has come up with, you know, trying to help people to stop smoking. It is difficult. A lot of people start and just don't complete quitting. You know, they start for whatever reason later. So they have offered here just within the last couple weeks free tobacco products to help a person quit smoking, whether that's patches, the nicotine gum. There's other ways they will, you know, provide. Of course, there's paperwork, but they will provide 2 weeks of free, you know, whatever the person decides to use to try to quit smoking or using chewing tobacco. So making an effort to try to help people stop smoking.
And available at the health department, just kind of show up and
they can call and we can help them through the process, yep, of getting that. So
very good. Very good. Lisa Kinworthy, the health department director for Pottawatomie County. And to get back to some budget issues, looking at the 2019 budget, Pat, as far as the formulation of that, how are things going there? Do you see things as far as mill levy staying stable, increase, decrease? How's the look on that so far?
Oh, I don't think it's going to decrease at all, but I don't really anticipate it going up. You know, that if it would, it'd probably be about a tenth of a mill or something like that. I think we're working on it, or Robert's working on it, to where it's going to be maintain a pretty much a level line, and that's what we want to do. And you know, our hands are kind of, you know, tied if something would happen in the future if we don't give ourselves a little bit of breathing room. But I see it staying pretty stable. I'll let Robert visit that a little bit there.
Yeah, and Robert, how is all that looking, especially maybe schedule and timeline of those things?
Well, the commission has not seen the complete draft yet of that, of the budget. They should have it by next Monday. And as Commissioner Waxman has pointed out, that's probably one of my goals and objective is to try and maintain that that current mill levy that we have, which is 29 and a quarter mills. And so you know, trying to adjust, as we talked about the ambulance service and so forth earlier, you know, trying to fold that into it and still maintain, quite honestly, that second lowest mill level in the entire state. You know, it we have to, you know, there's so many tugs at it. We have that tug of providing services and so forth, and then on top of that, trying to fold that into you know, our current budget process and absorbing that without you know, hurting the county and things that they're trying to achieve in the future. And that's kind of what Commissioner Waxman was talking about, was, you know, we do these annual budgets, but quite often, I mean, we're looking 5 years down the road on all these various projects that we got coming up, whether it has to do with road, whether it has to do with construction of facilities, and
you have growth too in the county too to account for.
Absolutely. So it's so even though the 19 budget is kind of a snapshot of what we're looking at, we're going through that process in our office, in the administrative office, to position the county for the future, and if we can do that and maintain that rate, that's what we're going to try and do. But as we look at it further down the road here, we start to think of, you know, maybe we should position ourselves a little bit here differently and make some adjustments. Now, you know, right now, we're at that process of trying to maintain, as Commissioner Waxman put it out, that level mill levy and still do all the things that we need to be doing, not just now, but in the future.
And at the same time, we want to provide these services, but we just don't want to haphazardly provide them. We want them to be top quality and, you know, serve the people that are paying, you know, to get these services. We want them to be, you know, the best that we can give and have the best buildings to, you know, serve out of. So we've done this year. We've built a couple fire stations. We're getting ready to build another one. We do a pretty good job on this, trying to keep it, you know, top-notch facilities to work out of. And at the same time, we got a couple other things here. We got a tax foreclosure sale coming up August 3rd. I think there's 17 parcels are going to be sold there. We're in correspondence with the AG's office as far as some what we can use out of that park and recs fund for sidewalks and, you know, this type deal. We're constantly trying to improve things, but yet try to keep this mill levy rate down as you know, as low as we can get it. And there's one more thing that I want to plug on this, and this is a week from tomorrow. We're going to have the big fireworks display, and I'm sure the guys from Waumego will be on here, but Waumego's getting ready for their big day here in about a week, so everybody might keep that in mind, place to go.
Yep, we'll have them on Friday, actually, so we're really looking forward to that, and Manhattan Fire Department, so it's going to be, we're going to talk about fireworks safety, so it'll be a nice combination in focus on Friday. Real quick, Robert, when do you plan to submit that 2019 budget to the commission?
Should be next Monday is what I'm targeting, and then they'll have it for about a month, do whatever tweaking they want to that document, and you know, hopefully have it published by the first week in August. They need to adopt it on or before the 25th of August.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks so much, everybody. Lisa, for coming in. Pat, Robert, Pottawatomie County Commission. Always great having them in. When we come back, we're going to have Colonel John Lawrence, Fort Riley Garrison Commander, right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.